Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Class, I've been fighting with the Internet, and we have 3 meg download speed here at the farmhouse. When everything's working perfectly, and literally we only get 80% of that, so we get 2.4 megabits of download speed, and right now we have 0.2 megabytes of download speed. And of course the telco told us that, oh yeah, it's working fine. No, it's not working fine. So we have foreigners who are in technical support in another country, and they can't see exactly everything that's happening. They can't. So can't really blame them for what they can't see, but we can certainly blame the companies who provide the telecommunications for the United States in not having American employees in America, on American soil, providing quality technical support with all the tools they need. Now, I'm not saying anything negative about the technical support that's overseas or in Central or South America. I'm not doing that. But I am saying, what's wrong with having technical support for the American customer in America, where all the tools are here, and they have buildings where they can actually have supervisors who are management and officers of the corporation. Specifically, I'm talking about Brightspeed. They are the provider, or the alleged provider, of our telecommunications. So I may get knocked off the air again. It's happened yesterday, and it may happen again today. So Kathy's with us, and I believe she's prepared in the event that I'll be knocked off, and she will be in the front of the class solo. So that could happen. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you despite your internet trouble?
just a little frustrated. Kathy, I don't know if you got a link that I sent you about something that I think is pretty important that we discuss in addition to domestic engineering. Well, I guess this is part of domestic engineering as well, and it's a family use of the car. And it's about an Ohio teenager, Mackenzie Shirilla. And she had a tribute to her boyfriend, who died in a car crash. And one of her friends, her boyfriend was Dominic Russo, R-U-S-S-O. And a friend of theirs was a guy by the name of Davian Flanagan. So there was this car crash, and Mackenzie Shirilla's boyfriend was killed, and Davian Flanagan, another teenager, was killed, and these three people were friends. And let me read what happened. This is in Ohio. Quote, Ohio teen Mackenzie Shirilla's tribute to boyfriend she murdered by crashing into a building 100 miles an hour after scouting the route in a mission of death to end their toxic romance. Subheading, subtitle, Mackenzie Shirilla was 17 when she killed Dominic Russo and Davian Flanagan. She drove the car carrying all three into the side of a building at 100 miles an hour. Prosecutors say she wanted to kill them and herself to escape her turbulent relationship with Russo. She was jailed for life in prison with the earliest chance of parole in 2038 when she will be 34. Months before she was convicted, now this is the body of the report on the internet, dailymail.co.uk. Months before she was convicted of the murder, Ohio teenager Mackenzie Shirola paid tribute to the boyfriend she killed online, saying, quote, "You are the last person who deserved this. You had such a perfect life ahead of you," end quote. The article continues saying, Shirola, now 19, miraculously survived the 100-mile-an-hour July 2022 crash that claimed the lives of her boyfriend, Dominic Russo, 20, and his 19-year-old friend, Davian Flanagan. All three had smoked marijuana before Mackenzie, then 17, got behind the wheel of her Toyota Camry. At 5:30 a.m., she drove at a high speed into a corner of the Pedico building in Strongsville. A passerby spotted the vehicle 45 minutes later and called for help. And they, too, were pronounced dead. And the driver, Mackenzie, was unconscious and not breathing, was taken to hospital where she went multiple surgeries. In November last year, she was charged with murder, aggravated vehicle homicide, felonious assault, despite insisting that the crash was an accident. So that article is in the Daily Mail if you'd like to see it. And the reason we're talking about this is in my unfinished, not available for sale book, 5-Minute University, there are 74 lessons in Chapter 17, and Chapter 17 is titled Using the Family Car. And so, lesson number one in Chapter 17, Using the Family Car, is who drives the car? Insurance. And what that means is, if someone has a crash in that vehicle, or an accident, or the vehicle is damaged in any way and you have a claim, or there's a claim against the person who drives that vehicle, the insurance for that vehicle goes up dramatically, no matter what. Lesson number two, no passengers except family members. So this is in the book. And I've already talked about many of these lessons on the air over the last couple of years. No passengers except family members. Now, why is that? Well, you know that young people don't have the experience of someone who's been driving for a while. So to complicate that and distract the driver, let's say it's that young person, that new driver, more people in the car makes everything worse. You know, that's my favorite song on the radio. You know, or let's listen to this CD. Or no, I got it on my phone. Let's listen to that. Let's put it through the car sound system. Windows up, windows down, hanging out the windows, yelling, screaming at people, their friends as they drive by. Those are the kinds of things that happen. When I lived in Virginia, there were some young people who were in a car. And they went to the supermarket. It was a small supermarket. They built it in our little town. And they had those light poles in the parking lot. You know, concrete piling with a tall aluminum pole coming out of it to light up the parking lot in the evenings. While these young people were doing donuts, you know, spinning out, you know, in circles. And a young driver lost control. And, of course, while the young driver was losing control, other passengers were hanging out of the window. you know, yelling, screaming, having fun like stupid people do, right? One of them was decapitated. So, no passengers except family members in the vehicle. Lesson number three. Your child's friends behave badly in a car without adult supervision. I just told you one case. Another case, one of our children's friends' parents got this young girl a new car. She was showing off her new car, and it was a Pontiac. And I said, wow. You know, I saw some damage under the front bumper. This was a brand new car. And I looked under it, and I said, you said this is a brand new car? The undercarriage is all smashed. She said, well, yeah, I did that. Oh, okay. How'd you do that? Well, I ran off the road. How'd you do that? Well, I was late for school. This is high school. And I was on a road that I wasn't familiar with. And I went off the road. She was trying to convince me it was the road's fault that she went off the road because she had never been there before. It was too fast, too high rate of a speed for the conditions and for her ability. And that's what caused this crash. She went off the road and almost totaled her car. But certainly damaged it. Seriously damaged it. And it wasn't just the undercarriage that was damaged. The rest of the body was fixed and painted. And it was hard to tell. Next lesson. No child deserves a new car. That's lesson number four in chapter 17, using the family car. No child deserves a new car. Lesson number five. Children earn privileges to drive the family car. Lesson number six. No child drives when it's dark. Lesson number seven. Nothing good happens after midnight. So, those are just the first seven lessons of the 74 lessons in chapter 17 using the family car. So, 5:30 in the morning? Sounds like it's dark at 5:30 in the morning, right? So this girl was on a mission to murder the two people in her car. And she did. So nothing good happens after midnight. That's violating one of the lessons, number seven. Number six, no child drives when it's dark. Violated that one. No child drives a new car. That's lesson number four. She violated that one, or the family did. Lesson number three. Your child's friends behave badly without adult supervision. Lesson number two. No passengers except family members. Then here's lesson number 17. Unexpected guests. So what was really happening is the friend of her boyfriend was looking for a ride home. He just wanted a ride home. He wasn't joyriding with these other two. He just wanted a ride home. He got killed. Murdered. So, do you think it makes any sense at all to have your child be in a car with a 17-year-old? Lesson number 37. Every 17-year-old I know has crashed the car. Every 17-year-old I know has crashed the car, except our children. We'll be right back.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's, we're talking about murder. And we're talking about a 17-year-old girl who decided that she was going to murder her boyfriend and his friend. And she deliberately, according to the report, according to the judge, deliberately drove her vehicle with the two passengers at 100 miles an hour into a brick building and killed them. And she lived. Another lesson in 5-Minute University is lesson number 14, which is cell phones. Cell phones are a distraction, class. And when people are operating a motor vehicle, there should be no reason why a cell phone is in operation. And when our children were learning how to drive and on the road, I had a contract with our daughter. And one of the items in the contract was the cell phone will be in the back seat, powered off. The radio will be off. And any violation of the contract means you don't get to drive the car, the family car. It happened to be a truck, Chevrolet truck. So every 17-year-old I know, except for our family, has crashed the car. So what happens when young people get in a car? They act up, they act out, and these three, all three of them, were high on marijuana. Now, some states say it's perfectly okay to use marijuana for recreational purposes. Now, I don't know what that means. But here we had at 5:30 a.m., 5:30 in the morning, what were these children doing out at 5:30 in the morning? Why was the friend looking for a ride home at 5:30 in the morning? And if you look at pictures of this girl and her boyfriend, you will see that she's made up to the nines. She's got, I don't know, 5/8 inch long eyelashes at 17 years old. She's holding what looks to be a glass of champagne. She is dressed in a provocative manner. In my world, I would say she looks cheap. Okay. And I guess the family thinks this is all great. And now they're all upset because their children are dead. And then the driver says it was an accident. The judge says, quote, "This was not reckless driving. This was murder," unquote. Kathy, any comments about this horrible, horrible story?
Well, everything you said, I agree with. I was
Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Ben. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I lost Kathy or.
I'm here, Ben.
Where did we go? I'm going to reconnect and see if that will help. Let's see. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
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 Yeah.
Kathy, did you hear what I had said?
I did, Vince. You just couldn't hear me. Vince, I took note, and I agree. No new car. I mean, one of the things that I observed was young people cannot, even older people I've noticed, they can't judge oncoming speed. And I think that's why you see so many accidents in intersections or rear end. They rear end a lot of cars because they don't realize how fast they're going. But I think one of the things that we did was we trained our kids to really look at the car coming and assess, like, okay, how fast do you think that car is coming? So that way they would know, like, oh, it's 50 mile an hour, so it's going to be here a lot quicker than like a 30 or 35. You know, the other thing, Vince, I will say that a couple of our children, nobody had a bad accident. My one son slid off the driveway into the mailbox, probably because it was icy. He was going too fast in the morning. But we had a lot of the same rules. You know, you're not out late at night. And, you know, like you said, nothing good happens after midnight. But I do feel, I feel bad for the two boys. I mean, yes, they were smoking weed, and that wasn't good. But they shouldn't have, I mean, for her to just take their life, I really feel for that, too. That's pretty, pretty awful.
Everything about that situation was just stupid. Every single bit of it. You know, letting a 17-year-old inexperienced driver out in the middle of the night.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed a new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding part of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30th, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Lance Pry, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day
of
God,
take my...
When you go to
the
TV,
for 2 seconds during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, when our daughter was learning how to drive on the road, she had been driving on the farm for years, driving around the fields, you know, with our family trucks, the tractor, those kinds of things. And I made an investment as their dad, and their mother made the investment as well. And each one of our children had a used motorcycle, a dirt bike. Our youngest got his when he was 4 years old. F-O-U-R. Crash helmet. It was a Honda Z50. It's a little 50cc, and a four-year-old could put his feet on the ground with this little tiny thing. It's like a miniature motorcycle. Wide tires, three-speed transmission. And, you may think, Fennelly's crazy here. But the reason that I did that, and I bought each one of them. I bought two go-karts. This is when we had a little bit of money. And we had go-karts. And the children could ride the go-karts and they could ride their motorcycles. They all had small motorcycles, dirt bikes, that they rode around the farm. And the reason was, my logic said that if they had a go-kart, they'd learn about steering and stopping and braking and acceleration and skidding and all those things. And I taught them how to drive safely. Go-karts were two-seaters. One where I could be with them or Mrs. Finelli could be with them, and we could train them how to use it, the go-karts, at a very young age. Then they moved up to motorcycles, dirt bikes, and they rode around the farm, but they didn't do stupid things. So they learned about stopping and traction and skidding and wet grass and things like that. Nobody tipped over or spilled the motorcycle. Nobody crashed the go-kart. So for years, they rode around on the farm with the go-karts, the motorcycles, and then ultimately moved up to a truck on our property. So they all knew how to drive and had plenty of experience before they hit the road. So by doing that, I believe that in teaching them how to operate a vehicle safely, whether it be a motorcycle, or a car, or a truck, or a dirt bike, we prevented the crashes that every 17-year-old I've ever met has had. But I believe that there were a bunch of responsible parties for this tragic murder. All of the parents of all three children are responsible in my world. Because what were they doing out at 5:30 in the morning? And one of them's looking for a ride home. What were they doing? What were they doing smoking dope? Maybe even the car salesman who sold the Toyota said, "Oh," and I'm just imagining this. I can't say that this happened. This is just my wild imagination. "Oh, this car is great for a young person. You know, it's small and they can handle it and it's safe and, you know, all those kinds of things." How about the school system? Did the school system teach driver education? Who taught driver education to this reckless, irresponsible 17-year-old girl? Who taught driver education? And then let's not forget the state of Ohio, issuing a driver's license at 17 years old. I got mine at 17, but, you know, it was a lot different back then. There were fewer vehicles. There were no cell phones. There were way fewer distractions. People were more polite to each other on the road. And so here you have the state issuing licenses to drive vehicles when people just flat out do not have the mechanical understanding. They don't have the physics understanding. They don't understand traction. They don't understand, as Kathy said, the speed that they are going, nor the speed that oncoming vehicles are going. They don't understand. They just don't. They're too young. And I submit to you, 17 years of age is too young to be operating a vehicle on the highways at legal speed limits. And whatever that may be, it may be as high as 75 miles an hour in some states. Here you can go 65 miles an hour in Missouri, which is way too fast. And then, of course, there are all these distractions, the cell phones, the radio, all these features that cars have that distract the driver from doing what the driver is supposed to be doing, which is operating the vehicle. Would you get in an airplane, a commercial airplane, if you thought the pilot was on his cell phone and fiddling with the radio, if there were one? Would you? Of course not. Kathy, any other comments?
Well, Vince, I have to kind of chuckle because my husband was an Ohio State Trooper, and there was some reason, I can't remember the exact reason, why some of the troopers, they were teaching driver's ed. And he always had a saying. He said most people point a car. They don't drive a car. They really don't understand how to drive. And So when he was teaching this, I think he failed 80% of the people coming through because they really didn't understand what they were supposed to do. And he said, it's not going to be on me that they did, you know, they're going to have to go learn a little more, which I think was a good thing. I think you're right. I think 16 and 17, you're just not mature enough. My other comment, Vince, was when our kids went through driver's ed in school, I know they had, one of them had one of the teachers, and the other one you had to go through a company. And I called and I said, look, you know, my husband was a state trooper. He taught defensive driving, high speed driving, evasive maneuvering. He taught driver's ed. He's already got certified. Why can't he teach them? Oh, no. That was a state rule. So I distinctly remember one of the things that they told my daughter in driver's ed was, you just use your mirrors when you back up. Don't turn around. And when she came home and told me that, I said, what? So I called and I gave them an earful. I said, I can't believe that you would teach that. So I don't think that most of these people are that qualified teaching at Vince. I think it needs to be much more comprehensive. And my last comment, Vince, is I think as a parent, what you did was really brilliant. We didn't have the motorcycle thing, but I know my husband, he did something with the kids on a different venue where he had them doing it before they were driving. I can't remember what it was or whether it was a go-kart. I mean, I don't remember exactly. But he wanted them to be familiar. And we did, like, let's say you're supposed to have 50 hours. I think my husband and I were out probably 150 hours with the kids. We wanted to make sure they knew about the vehicle. So that was my comments on, you know, the quality of the driver education. I just don't really think it's there.
I totally agree. And, class, what I did with our children, and we had an advantage. We lived on a farm. It wasn't a big farm, but we had enough land, and it was rolling hills in Virginia, where we could take a vehicle out on a glare ice field. So it would snow, it would warm up and freeze. So the entire field was like a skating rink, except it was hilly. And I would take the children out to start with in an old Jeep, a Jeep Wrangler, and put it in two-wheel drive and strap one at a time in. It wasn't like a joyride or a thrill ride. It was strap one in the passenger seat and then go into an intentional spin. And I taught them how to drift, how to put the car into a spin, how to pull the Jeep out of a spin. And then I showed them the difference between two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And I showed them that you could literally stop on a hill and then have the car with the wheels not moving slide down a hill. You know, with the brakes on, the wheels not turning, but the vehicle can just slide right down the hill. So I taught them how to intentionally go into a spin, how to pull out of a spin, how to use the brakes, when to use the brakes, and when to keep your foot off the brake, and how to use the accelerator to pull out of a slide or a spin. So we did those things over and over and over. And then they did the same thing with their go-karts. They would go out on the glare ice, and they, you know, Not like bumper cars, nothing crazy like that, and away from all the trees, where if they were strapped in, the only thing they would go is sideways. You know, that would be the worst thing. And they would intentionally put the go-karts into a spin. Now, we didn't do that with motorcycles, because that's really, really dangerous. But they did learn that wet grass is a lot more slippery with a motorcycle and with a go-kart and with a truck or a car or a Jeep than dry pavement. And they learned about gravel, and they learned how slippery gravel is. You know, gravel can be like walking on marbles. I mean, you can really slide and tip over a motorcycle, crash it very easily on gravel. So they learned about all those things before they went on the road. And the problem is, I don't think any of that is really taught by driver's ed. I don't think they go out on a slick field. I don't think they go out in go-karts. And I don't think they learn about, you know, how to take curves in a motorcycle. And I don't think they learn, drivers learn, that motorcycles are really hard to see. Really hard to see. And I don't understand why companies that make motorcycles paint them black. It makes no sense to me. Motorcycles should be have reflection on every side. As a matter of fact, we have a Jeep here at the farm. And it's white. It has a hard top and has steel doors. I will not let any member of my family use that on the road as a vehicle that, you know, you go to the store with. I won't do it. Because a Jeep has single wall thickness of steel. Single wall. Meaning the doors are one sheet of steel. There's not an inner and an outer. It's really thin. It's really flimsy. Now, it's rugged for riding around the farm, but it's not crash-worthy. That's for sure. As a matter of fact, when my first vehicle that I ever owned was a 1954 Willys CJ3B. It was a Willys Jeep. Just when you think of a Jeep, that's what it looks like. And the seat was kind of like one of those steel chairs that you might see, a folding chair. It's kind of like that, a little bit of padding. Right under the seat, in full view of the passenger and the driver, was the gas tank. The entire gas tank was under the seat. If anything happened in one of those vehicles that was crashed into, gas would spill all over the driver. Literally. It was not really right.
I'm Jim Mel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and I took us on a detour. I thought it was extremely important for the parents who are in class today to learn about this. And children operating motor vehicles at the age of 17 are a danger to themselves, anyone else who's in the vehicle with them, and to anyone around them. And that would be nouns, persons, places, and things. So, class, I think you should keep in mind some of the things that we learned in class today. Kathy has a syllabus that is really great. And Kathy, would you like to continue with your syllabus for today's class?
Sure, Vince. Vince, I wanted to talk about some of the topics actually that we were talking about together, and also what Glennis and even Kyle had said. And I do agree that prices are going to go up. And we've already seen it in a lot of areas. I mean, when was the last time you saw a bag of potatoes for 99 cents? You know, a year and a half ago, you could find that. Now they're $3.99, $4.49, depending on the potatoes. I've seen potatoes up to $9 for like a, I think it was a 6-pound bag, 7-pound, something like that, maybe 8-pound. So I guess what I'm going to try to go through are some of the things that could help you save money. I wanted to talk about potatoes, and I use my dehydrator a lot. I have 3 of them. A lot of times I'll have 2 going at the same time. So briefly, I want to just explain how I do my potatoes. Depending on the skin, like if it's a yellow potato or a thin skin, I typically don't peel them. If it's a really heavy skin, I may peel them. And you can use however you want to do it. If you want to shred them, you can use a food processor, you can shred them, or you can use like a mandolin. I have a food processor. My blade goes from 1 to 6. So 1 is real thin. So that would be like for a chip or something. But if you wanted to save it for like all rotten potatoes or scalloped potatoes, I would do like a 2 or a 3 on your blade. It's thinner or thicker than a chip. But what you want to do then is you want to shred them or you want to slice them. And then I put mine in a big bowl of cold water. I put ice in it to get it real cold, let the ice dissolve a little bit. And then I put them in cold water for about 10 minutes to get the starch off. Then I drain them real good. And a lot of times what I do is I'll get a couple of my old hand towels that I use. They're basically for rags, but you could use a kitchen towel. It really doesn't matter because you can just wash it afterward. But I kind of lay them out and I pat them dry. Well, I should take that back. Once you get them in the cold water, then you need to blanch them. So you get the water up to, you know, like a steaming or boiling, and you put them in there for a couple minutes. You just want them to where they're just tender or just starting to get translucent. Then you want to drain them real good. Then you put them on the towels, and I sort of pat them dry a little bit. And then you can put them on your dehydrator trays. And then you just watch them. And there's always there's a setting on there for vegetables. Now, last year I did shredded and I did the diced. So, you know, they do make a little tool that you can put your potato in there and it will, like you put your spice in there and it will dice it. It's got like a little grid. So you can do it that way if you want that kind. I find it easier just to do the shredded because I can do it with my Cuisinart food processor. And then you just put them on there, and you want the potatoes to be dry like a chip. No moisture. So typically what I do is I put them on the dehydrator, single layer, and then you want them to dry. And then I watch them. I start them in the morning so that I can kind of watch them throughout the day. And then when they're done, I take them out of the trays and let them sit, just kind of watch them for like an hour or two, because sometimes it's hard to tell when they're warm. When they cool off, you'll get a better feel for if they're truly dry. And then once they're cool, if I see that they're dry, like they're crisp, there's no moisture in them, because if there's any moisture, you're going to get mold. But I feel like with potatoes, they're already saying there's a shortage. They're saying that with the weather issues. So it's not, I mean, I just look at it if you grow them, or like last year as an example, I remember right around Thanksgiving, a couple places had potatoes for 99 cents a bag. So I bought 5 of them and I put 3 in the garage because it was cool, and I dehydrated 2, and then I went back and got some more and did some more of them.
Well, that's good for you. And, class, that's what you do. You buy things when the price is low, and you get a bunch of it, and then you preserve what you can of it if you can't eat it right away. And that's the plan. And we're going to be talking more about dehydrating. How much does it cost to run the electricity for a dehydrator? We'll tell you when we come back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And also, I've been experimenting with the sun and dehydration. We'll tell you a little bit about that, too.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.